Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The truth is, you can make anything a sin, you know, and you can create this law on you that it takes power over you. And many people are struggling with appetites of all kinds because they created some law over them. And the law is the power of sin. The very fact that you drew a line in the sand when you should have just fell at the blood of the cross and it said, "Dear God, help me," because you drew the line, you spend your whole life on the wrong side of the line, dragging your body back over, repenting, because you created a law. You created these laws. And believe me, it comes naturally to human nature. And the ones that really people really, really like are the ones that they can obey. But the truth is, when you fall down at the foot of the cross and you realize that Jesus fulfilled the law, and you put your total trust in the finished work of the cross of Christ, then the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, will empower you to say no to what you couldn't say no to before. He'll empower you to walk out of life in the light that you never thought possible before. This is what he says. Jesus says in John 15, he says, apart from doing this, you can do nothing. You're just going to constantly fail. And the way that the mindsets that have been taught for so many years, you know, I'm a self-made man. I pull myself up by my own bootstraps, you know, and there is something to, you know, being steadfast, but we lay that all at the cross. I was thinking, Don and I were talking about her horse that she had when she was young, and it's amazing. She was riding down a dirt road on her horse and with her cousin. And her, the horse did something, I think probably stopped or something, and there's no seatbelts on a horse.
No.
And either way, they fell off the horse, and her little cousin, you know, ran home, and Donna was there up under the feet of the horse.
Oh, wow.
And the horse, you understand, like a 2,000-pound horse. And this horse was being so careful not to hurt her.
Wow.
But at the same time, trying to step around, as she describes it. And he did accidentally, unintentionally, you know, step somewhat on her leg, but did it so, you know, I'm saying, he was so being so gentle. I mean, we were a giant like that. And you think about these 2,000 pound muscle who can pull, and I mean, we call cars horsepower because we define how fast a car goes by how many horses it would take to pull it that fast. And it allows us to get on its back, saddle it up, put a bit in its mouth. It allows you to do this if you take authority over it and you meek it, you train it, and build a relationship with it where it knows you and you know the horse. Then even though it's powerful, even though it can take you miles, even though it could crush you, even though it could just stop suddenly, throw you over its shoulder, and just begin to stomp you as it did Jezebel. We know about that, right?
That's right.
That it will just carefully make sure you're all right. And as a giant, you got to be careful. I mean, you know how it is when you're walking around with big feet and all that. And I mean, you got to have mercy for those folks. They're doing their best, you know. And that's just such a great picture of what, you know, so many people think being humble in God means being weak. No, being humble, it means being like that horse. Is that you have all your strength, but we submit it and build a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we allow him to direct us like a bit in a horse's mouth, like a rudder on a huge ship. We allow that to happen to us and walk in relationship with God. And what happens, we begin to do things we thought we could never do before. We don't give up our strength. We submit our strength to God. And he says, use it here and use it there and, you know, carry the gospel this far and do this and do that. And it's called meeking. And so we got to be real careful because we didn't become unstrong. We got to be careful that we use our strength and humility before God, listening to what he says. And the reason why he talks about it in James chapter 3 about the tongue is because that is our rudder, that is our bit. And the words of God, the Bible, the scripture that we talk about, you need to abide with God. You got to get full of the word of God, because that's like water passing over the rudder of a ship. It'll come out of your heart and pass over your tongue, and it'll direct the course of your life. Because the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. If you're just trying to just take a sip of the word of God every now and then, imagine just one drop of water hitting a rudder of a ship in the midst of an ocean, and you're complaining because nothing happens to your direction in life. Nothing happens to your direction in your marriage. Nothing happens to the direction in your business or in your country or nation or your ministry or your church. But now imagine a heavy flow of water gushing from deep down a well that he talks about, the infilling of the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and just rushing over your mouth. And all of a sudden, you take your tongue and you shape the words that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There is no other hope but him. You begin to bind devils and loose people and speak healing over people and preach the kingdom of God with the strength under the control of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you today. You want to change your life? You're going to have to change your thoughts. And if you want to change your thoughts, you're going to have to change what you're seeing and what you're hearing. You got to spend time with the one who will empower you. It's a grace. It's the power of God into salvation. I'm telling you, if you try to logically figure this out, you're just going to bog down in your own pride and mire and stuff. But if you just go, I trust God, I'm just going to hang out with God, and as I behold him, I'm going to be transformed into his image and his likeness. And I'm going to be like this 2,000-pound horse. And though I could stomp or slam on brakes or whatever, and I could stomp, I'm going to carefully be careful how I use what God has given me to build up and not to tear down. I'm going to allow his word, his law, to be in my heart, not my own law. The freedom that he's given me, the blessing that he's given me to be able to enjoy, but also let other people enter into the blessing. I want to encourage you today. If you want to change the direction of your life, it's real simple. Like that horse, maybe you've been running around like a wild stallion. You love it. You bounce. You run through the fields. You got your buddies you run through the fields with, or your girls you go to the fields with. And you just, you know, but you know what? You're no good but for that. That's all you can do. But when you allow yourself to be meeked by the trainer, when you allow yourself to be meeked, but trained by God, trained by the Spirit of God, then all of a sudden you're no longer this wild stallion that people can only observe but you can't get close to because you're going to hurt somebody. All of a sudden they start, look at that horse. Look at that Tennessee Walker. Look at that quarter horse. Look at that man. Look at that woman. Look at that strength under control. Look how they make that jump. Look how they pull that plow. Look how they walk in procession. Look how they pull that carriage. Whatever. I mean, the comparisons go back and forth. People are amazed. The natural tendency of human beings is to look at strength under control, submitted to God, and they stand in amazement. Stand in amazement. Why don't you begin to amaze people today and say, you know, Lord Jesus, I want to make you the Lord of my life. I want to quit letting just anything run over my rudder and complain about where my ship ends up. I want your word to come out of my mouth. I want to be full of the word of God. I want to be trained by the Holy Spirit. I want to hang out with you. I want to abide with you. If that's you today, man, go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. If you don't know him yet, if you know of him, go to meetmyfather.org. We got shared a couple of our stories and make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. It's going to be the most awesome thing you have ever done.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.